Hi, welcome to Two Towns Over. This show is made possible by our patrons. If you want to monetarily support the show, we're at patreon.com/twotownsover. If you can't support us financially, then you can support us algorithmically by liking, rating, and sharing. Thanks. Enjoy the show.
Last two times I have hit record, both of you are like, "You're fucking recording."
Have you hit record now?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
But so
no, I don't have secrets this time.
So I found this story.
I keep the only secrets I have, Don.
No,
never know them.
No, because you were talking about something, and
no, there are things that are indecorous to say in public.
That was financial discussion. Yeah.
And gotcha. Then there are secrets. And you've never once heard a secret of mine.
Mine wasn't a secret. It was just something that I didn't want in the ether.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so there's such a thing as pushing negativity out into the world. And this podcast is a powerful tool to do that. And I don't want to.
Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of pushing negativity, we're going to actually kind of revisit a story we've already done for this midweek. Hi, welcome everybody to Campfire Tales. I am Don, Nathan, father, me.
I am Rubinator, the holy myself, I guess.
Okay. What?
I'm Josh, also known as the human marionette.
By the way, I have been recently listening to...
How are you so good at that?
He's probably been thinking about that since he got his tattoos.
Nope.
Whatever.
He just does that on his head. I can tell. I feel it in my heart.
I have been listening to the last podcast's episodes on Mormonism.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a guy they discussed in one of the episodes who was kind of not instrumental, but he was part of the whole foundation of Mormonism, whose last name was Donathan.
Excellent.
So you didn't make it up.
No, I did. I just learned that information just now.
But we're going to revisit.
Your name, Donathan, comes simply from the way that my ADHD brain makes connections, and thus Donald and Jonathan were in my head together at the same time one day, and it happened to mix.
But we are going to, much to everybody's chagrin, we're going to revisit QAnon for a moment.
No!
How fucking dare you?
Because this is hilarious.
In the wake of Trump's arrest.
That's why we're doing it. Because this is about Trump's arrest.
Goody.
And oh, already?
Already? What does Q say?
This happened, what, yesterday? This was yesterday.
No, this is like a week ago.
So this was, yeah, so...
At the time of recording.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
So this article comes from Vice News. So Trump's QAnon followers are convinced again that a storm is coming.
Uh-huh.
Now, this article was written on the 25th of August, so go back an additional few days. Thursday was a big day for people who believe in the QAnon conspiracy. Former President Donald Trump was arrested again. He returned to Twitter, and his mugshot was published. So in his first tweet since January 8th...
Ladies and gentlemen... We got him.
January 8th, 2021, 2 days after the Capitol riot, Trump shared his mugshot and wrote underneath it, "Election interference, never surrender, DonaldTrump.com." Minutes later, not even hours or days.
Fucking kill me.
Minutes later, QAnon message boards and Telegram channels lit up with messages seeking to analyze its meaning. Their conclusion, as it nearly always is, was that a storm is coming.
Uh-huh. So I have to say, like, every morning when I get up, I have my Alexa set up to where I go down and I say, "I'm up." And it gives me, like, my weather for the day. It gives me, like, a random fact that took place on this day in history. And then it gives me, like, an NPR news briefing for the day. And I'm like, making Capone his food and getting my lunchbox and everything ready to go. And the NPR reporter said, Donald Trump is expected to surrender today in Fulton County, Georgia, with, and it went so in one ear and out the other because immediately I was like, that's not real.
Fake news.
Yeah. And then like 6 hours later, one of my friends in Arizona sent me the mugshot and was like, behold, the image that will be on every indie band's album cover for the next decade.
And literally Ministry had it the following weekend at their concert.
Fucking Brandon Sanderson said it best. Honor is dead. Like, it's crazy.
So a Trump supporter tweeted alongside the president's former mugshot, "It's always darkest before the storm. Tsunami Trump is coming for the swamp."
Tsunami Trump.
Yes.
That sounds like the shittiest, like,
they don't even name tsunamis, dumbasses. Come on now. Jesus.
So though none of this, Hurricane, of course,
Trump, obviously.
None of this, of course, is happening. The storm in QAnon lore is the moment when Trump will rise up against his deep state enemies and retake control.
So fucking stupid that they don't even know what a storm is.
And you know your shit is fucked when articles will report on it as QAnon lore.
Right. So yeah, so that'll be the moment when Trump will rise up against his deep state enemies and retake control. Exposing a global pedophile ring run by Democrats and elites, conduct massive...
Only Democrats.
Because the Republicans are the moral high ground.
Yeah, all of them.
So
every one of them, together as one.
So conduct mass arrests and ultimately execute his enemies in public.
Why are they, why are they, why?
Oh, it gets better.
I just wish I could understand them. Their minds.
Yeah, this is just a recap of what they believe. We're going to get into the new stuff. But supporters quickly claimed that there was a secret code within Trump's tweet.
Oh, my God.
Always is. Every one of them.
Pointing out that the three letters at the beginning of each line spelled out the word end. Election interference, never surrender, DonaldTrump.com. All three separate lines. The first letter spells the word end. As in the end.
And they also had 11 letters.
Stealth bomb.
So this was...
It's going to happen on 9/11?
Maybe.
It's coming.
Well, there was a guy on TikTok who claims he's from the future and says we're about to be hit by a Category 6 hurricane.
That's not a real thing.
I know, but it's going to happen. It's going to be so bad. It's going to be so bad.
Dude, wait. Fuck. I'm also from the future. Wait until they find out about the earthquake that's going to hit California that registers a 69 on the Richter scale.
I'm from another dimension. Another dimension.
But somebody actually pointed out that this hurricane that just passed through Idalia or whatever.
Uh-huh.
There's some models that actually show it curving back around, interacting with
every fucking hurricane.
But this is supposed to also interact with another storm, and they believe that this is going to be the Category 6 hurricane.
Yeah, that's every other hurricane.
All right.
I hate.
So the word end.
I am odious. Like
was then linked to a message posted by Q in 2019 that reads simply, "There is no step 5, end." That's all it says.
Okay.
For QAnon fans who have been waiting for years for the conclusion of this conspiracy, this claim was too enticing to ignore.
Quick question.
What?
What the fuck's our step? What is step 1 through 4?
I don't know. I'm not going through the Q drops to find it.
Step 1, genocide? Is that the fucking... Maybe. What are they? Even
when you said that through the spoof, you sounded like Max when you have to go into the haze. That one's just for me and Ruben. Don't worry about that joke.
Lucky, or just wear some armor.
When are you going to replace that?
When I die.
I mean, sir, just get a couple. I'll bring you a couple more fucking dryer sheets.
We'll put some new ones on. It's fine.
I probably should replace it.
Yeah. He's right, you know.
He's right, you know.
So one user of a QAnon-focused message board wrote, "The crime is complete. They have finally arrested the president after they stole the election. Now the military can't ignore this anymore."
They're just not acknowledging that he was out like an hour later.
Yeah. Their job is to protect the Constitution.
Surely that's part of the... They couldn't keep him. It was unjust.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, right.
It's not that he's rich and whatever.
It's not that he posted bail.
It's not that they're actually terrified that these people will actually kill like, for their craziness.
They continued, their job is to protect the Constitution and not the politicians. Now the crime is complete. The entire bait has been swallowed. Brothers and sisters, welcome to Act Three.
Hulk Hogan has fallen far.
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, Donald Trump is innocent.
You still win, Alex Jones. You can't contain your inner Alex Jones.
This interpretation ignores the fact...
Ruben's waving the bad thoughts away mm-hmm. at this point.
This interpretation ignores the fact that for years...
Not fucking far off, bud.
QAnon influencers have been predicting that Trump would signal his return by returning to Twitter and writing, "The storm is upon us." They have also told their followers that Trump was going to return to the Oval Office.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck off.
Finally.
The fuck are you? No. No, it isn't.
I got out in time. I got out before Musk.
I think it was someone in our Discord was like, I can't believe they switched it to X, or this is so stupid or something. And I like, said, you can protest by simply never calling it that.
It's called Diaz Twitter.
I said that, you know, after I think I said something after, you know, the whole Prince thing. Uh-huh. I refuse to say.
Yeah, that's right. Because
I keep noticing
right.
that now they're saying X, formerly known as Twitter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they'll do that like on NPR mm-hmm. too when I'm listening to it.
So now millions of people who continue to believe in this conspiracy despite all the evidence to show that it was not orchestrated by a government insider revealing top secret information, but was instead run for the most part by a former pig farmer in the Philippines and his son.
What? Also, I hope we treat X as a society, Twitter, like we treat the medium size at Starbucks.
Ignore it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we call it the medium size.
I worked at Starbucks, and I don't remember. I know that tall meant small because they uh-huh. rhyme. Yeah. The other two, I couldn't fucking tell you.
One of them's venti.
Venti.
It's venti and grande or grande and venti, and I don't remember what order they go in because I only ever say medium or large.
Me either.
So some people focused on other aspects of Trump's tweet, including the time it was posted, which was 9:38 p.m. Now, this was quickly converted.
So it's going to happen on the 38th of September?
Yes. This was quickly converted to 21...
always remember, Josh.
21:38, which was linked to Q-Drop 21:38, which reads, "Battle stations ready.
21:38.
WWG1WGA, a reference to the QAnon slogan, where we go one, we go all." The decoding didn't stop there. This is what made me want to talk about this.
Oh my God.
Since some focused on Trump's self-reported and likely completely false weight of 215 pounds.
That motherfucker's lying.
And a height of 6'3". Somebody pointed out Jason Momoa, when he is like shredded for Aquaman.
Yeah.
He's 6'3" and he weighs 213 when he is shredded for Aquaman.
Yeah.
And Trump is saying he weighs the same.
Uh-huh.
But it gets better. As a number of QAnon supporters have pointed out, when you add up all the numbers, you get 17, which is a reference to Q, the 17th letter of the alphabet.
Wow.
I hope they kill themselves. Every single one of them, fucking Heaven's Gate style.
Other figures in the movement claim that the mugshot was fake, pointing to a lack of shadow. The fact that the Fulton County...
Kubrick faked the Trump arrest.
The fact that the Fulton County insignia is much smaller in Trump's photo than others arrested as part of the same investigation, and the fact that Trump looked much thinner in his mugshot than he did as he walked into the jail.
No, they're right. He does weigh 215. His bones are made out of lies. Like, it's like...
But as usual, QAnon figures and followers missed the real message in Trump's tweet, the link to his campaign website, where he is using his arrest as a way to raise donations and sell merchandise like t-shirts, mugs, and beer koozies that feature his mug shot.
Fucking here we go again.
He's already made, I think they said $5 million selling.
I do not know what the laws are for him being able to run or not. He's been impeached twice by one branch of the government. And zero times by the other.
Yeah, but they both ended up being unsuccessful, I believe.
He was successfully impeached twice.
Okay, so part of the conditioning wasn't that he would be prevented from running again.
That only happens if you're impeached by the House and the Senate. And he was not.
At the time, the Senate was Republican controlled.
And so I don't know what the laws really are. to like, if you get arrested, can you be president still? Who knows?
I just watched Don use butterfly knife as a back scratcher.
Well, you know, that was extreme levels of dad energy, which he has earned. But fuck if I want him to die. Not Donald, the Trump one.
So since we got a little time before we wrap up, because that was just a really quick getting back into the swing of things, I have an announcement to make.
To the public?
Yeah. October 29th. I'm trying to find my calendar to see exactly when the recording would be. There, I just passed it. Son of a bitch. Go back. You fuck whore.
You dick whores.
There we go.
Oh, that's me. I'm Ruben, the dick whore.
Shit, I'm Josh, also known as dick whore. God damn it.
Dick whore. That's my new noir character.
So the
it works, doesn't it?
hold on. A sign hang upon the detective's door reading dick whore.
There was a comma in between. Was his first name whore or what was going on?
His last name Dick. I don't. He was a man so mysterious that nobody could be certain.
Even the narrator didn't know.
Even the narrator who speaks in third person did not know.
October 22nd will be my last day recording this podcast.
Finish your fucking sentence, asshole. The fuck are you doing? That's too long of a pause. You wait.
No, Don had it right. I was going to let it go for like another 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's when we are leaving this Nazi-ridden hellhole and moving north. Well, technically the 29th is when we're actually moving, but the 22nd will be the last week that I would be able to record from here.
No Halloween party this year.
We might have an early one because we have a lot of alcohol that we gotta kind of.
I was counting on that. I was counting on Halloween. Oh no!
But I don't know. Well, we just know technically our closing date is the 30th, but we might do it a little earlier. It all depends. But as of right now, the plan is that I will be moving to Illinois in the last weekend of October.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
If you had any idea, well, you guys do, just the sheer chaos it has been in the last 2 months, because initially it was New Hampshire, moved to Connecticut, then it was Oregon, then Colorado, then New Jersey, then Colorado, and finally Illinois. So,
whoa,
yeah, and that's all been in 2 months. Yep, ooh. But yeah, we sold our house, and
I wasn't ready.
Well, there may be a year without a Santa Claus in there somewhere in regards to that move, and by that I mean a week without an episode.
Yeah,
I was like, ain't no damn year.
But so hopefully, if everything works out, I'll get the boys to move up to Illinois with
me. Quick question. Is that a movie?
Yes.
Well, obviously, I got it. I know the concept.
Yeah, it was one of those old claymation movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was Santa trapped or dead?
Fuck, what was that one? I don't remember.
I'm looking it up.
My parents loved all those like claymation, stop motion Christmas movies.
Audience, know that you have heard the episode probably where I said that I figured out what a year without a Santa Claus is. But know that this was the beginning of the journey. Don, don't let the intrusive thoughts win.
He what does every doing? Time. I've got to get sharp objects off of this table.
Wow.
Like,
so, just to give you an idea of just how chaotic this week has been, I edited.
It's crazy because I know that exact fucking info.
I edited the second Ed Gein episode. And I finished editing it on Thursday, I believe. And anytime a new episode drops, two things immediately happen. One is I get an alert from Spotify.
Uh-huh.
Or not Spotify, Podbean.
Yeah.
Saying that the new episode is published. And within another 5-10 minutes, I will get an email from Headliner, which is the app I use to make the videos for.
That's the one with the heat miser in it.
I thought okay, so. Yeah. Yeah.
I loved that movie.
Not yeah. enough to remember it, apparently.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser. Whoa.
But,
no,
the,
Don,
and
you
the Burgermeister Meisterburger.
I know this movie, I just disconnected its name, and yeah, I remember Burgermeister Meisterburger.
But yes, and then I will get an email from Headliner saying that the because it automatically does
wow,
a video now for
yeah,
me to post
yeah,
on,
with the logo in the background.
But I've been able to fix that, so I'm actually getting pictures now, like I did the Grand Guggenheim.
Nice,
I actually put multiple like old Grand Guggenheim posters up in the background because it gets a little repetitive seeing the logo every freaking time. But I've also learned that I can go in and change if I don't like the, because it automatically picks an audio segment, like a minute's worth of audio.
Uh-huh.
But I can go in and it gives me like 10 other options that I can choose from if I don't like that one. Like one for the Grand Guggenheim, the one it chose didn't even mention the Grand Guggenheim.
Yeah.
We had gone off on it. I think we were talking about Assassin's Creed.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, nope, that didn't work.
With a bunch of pictures of the Grand Guggenheim in the background. As we're like, yeah, and that thing in Assassin's Creed where you hit the stick and it goes into the, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But
I think we were literally talking about the fucking Eagle Vision puzzles from
yeah.
4.
Yeah. So today I just happened to go to Podbean and just to see like where we were at number-wise, because Sunday's always our big download day. And we'd only been downloaded 30 times.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I realized I never received an email or a notice from Podbean, and I never received anything from Headliner, because my happy ass was so sidetracked with everything this week, I forgot to publish the episode.
Oh, shit.
So the episode actually didn't get published till about noon today, where it's newly
published. I saw that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
So if I seem scatterbrained for a while,
it's because he's moving, and moving is literally one of like the top three most stressful things a person can do.
And he's yes. moving like fucking far,
like 12
he's moving
hours.
To a different region north. Of the fucking country
where there's seasons. I can't wait for seasons.
I want to go so bad. I do not want to be here.
I don't either. Especially because I saw yesterday that there were Nazis protesting outside of Disney World again.
Of course.
And then there was another city where they were marching down the streets.
That's a pretty hilarious image to me, though.
What, Nazis protesting Disney?
Nazis versus mouse guards.
It's, well, I'm picturing Nazis that are wearing Mickey Mouse ears.
I was imagining the guards wearing the Mickey Mouse
like
ears.
Like with swastikas on the Mickey Mouse ears?
That's worse, somehow. I was thinking it was like the guards' uniforms, like the caps had ears. Anyway.
But we're going to wrap up this midweek move on with life.
You sound morose.
It's been a week. It has been a long
time. Oh, I know. Who are you telling?
I know.
Who
I know,
are you telling?
Me. But this week has just been I'm done with the week. And I still got luckily I only have to work 2 days next week.
Are people listening to this?
Probably not. They probably tuned out.
I wonder sometimes.
Me too.
According to the people on the Discord, everybody listens to this all the way until we play the music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Dedicated.
Mm-hmm. Dedicated.
You guys love us, huh? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I love the people in our Discord so much. Go be one of them. Well, we have a permanent link. It's on our Facebook.
Yeah. But you know,
they're all clearly neurodivergent.
link in the description to our Discord.
What is the opposite of neurodivergent?
Neurotypical.
Neurotypical. Thank you. I kept wanting to think heteronormative, but that's not right.
That's, I mean.
Right, we're actually getting into the main topic or the main
are we
episode.
Even,
yeah, I'm still recording. Shut the fuck up. Listen, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
You took Jimmy Buffett from us, you fucking piece of shit. I hope you die, cancer.
That's a worthy goal?
What, to kill?
Kill Jimmy? Cancer?
Oh, yeah.
To kill Jimmy Buffett? That's a worthy goal?
It's been done.
It's been done. Cancer did it already.
Cancer did it.
Cancer got the gold medal on that
yeah.
one.
Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett. Fuck cancer. Mm. Be good to yourselves.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.